Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yield ability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Grain futures had a very volatile day, more volatile than most due to the midday USDA crop production and the world supply and demand numbers that the USDA put out at 11 a.m. this morning. But we finished the day lower in the corn futures, sharply higher in soybeans, and then steady to 7 or so higher in the Kansas City and Chicago wheat both. There's some scattered showers moving through the Midwest for the next few days and into the middle of next week, which should help some of the corn and soybean crop wrap up their production there. And then we have some rainfall falling across western Kansas and eastern Colorado, and then a little bit in Oklahoma, so that should get the seed beds ready for this Kansas City wheat or hard red winter wheat planting here that's going to take place over the next month or so. But if we break down what happened all today, the first report we had was this morning, and it was the export sales report this morning. Corn came in at 13 million bushels. Now that puts us at 503 million bushels year to date, and that's about 115 higher than where we were last year at this time. Soybeans came in at 17 million bushels. That puts us at 807 million bushels total for the year versus 761 last year. And then wheat came in at 20 million bushels. That puts us at 601 total, about 170 million bushels higher than where we were at this point last year.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this. The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
To really break down what the USDA said today in their September monthly report, they increased the overall corn production to 13.843 billion bushels. Last month they said about 13.763, so a significant jump there. And they increased the overall yield to 155.3, and last month they said 154.4, and most analysts were looking for about 2 bushels per acre lower than what it actually came in at. And then harvested acres remained high, and it actually increased a touch at 89.13 million acres. If you look at soybeans, they lowered the crop production to 3.149 billion bushels with a yield of 41.2. That was down from last month of a yield of 42.6. And they left harvested acres virtually unchanged on those. And then if we look at the next year's ending stocks for the corn, beans, and wheat, we're going to have a big one in corn at 1.855 billion bushels total. Last month they said 1.837, so just a little bit of a drop there. The estimate was about 1.732, so a lot bigger than that, and that's why we were down about 6 cents in corn. Soybeans came in at 150 million bushels, which is extremely tight, and 70 million lower than where we were last month. Wheat, we're about 10 million bushels more than last month at 561.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at our market numbers from today on the close. October live cattle were off 22 cents at 124.82. September feeders up 65 at 157.02. And October lean hogs down a dime today at $90.20. In our grains, Kansas City September wheat down 1.5 cents at 706.75. Chicago September corn down 0.75 cents at 479. And September soybeans were up 36.75 cents on the day at 14.42. October cotton was up 108 points today at 85.88 cents per pound. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.